Isn't this a sports show?
There's one show on Tuesday. There'll be an Almost Entirely Sports on Tuesday with Scott Chasen and Sean Collins.
Almost Entirely.
I should have called them the wrong names. That would have been funnier. Like, all right, yep. Hey, this is Josh Briscoe of Almost Entirely Sports. I'm out today, but for this one show, we
Matt
have...
Tate.
This is Almost Entirely Sports without Joshua Briscoe.
It was your fault entirely, almost entirely Briscoe's fault, which is what the name of the show should be.
It is.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
I do believe Patrick Mahomes is better than Alex Smith. Will you release my family now?
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
Thanks for having me, and blessed to be our Lord and Savior, LeVar Ball.
Amen.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Blessed be our Lord and Savior, LeVar Ball. I love starting there, Sean.
I did not expect this.
I love it. I love it. If you are hearing my voice on your radio, first of all, you're welcome. Because I am not Joshua Briscoe, who you heard, I guess, Beards McFly, too, running the board today. You heard him introduce us by the wrong name, I guess, Josh's idea. Very maniacal as he strokes his beard. It's very on brand, I would say, of him. Beards, how are you doing today?
Cold.
I'm pretty sure that's what I said when you asked me how I was doing.
Yeah. Well, it's going around.
That's fair. I guess you have more time to think of an answer. But yes, this is almost entirely sports, but not almost entirely Briscoe. Josh is in Arizona, Tempe, Sedona, Surprise.
I assume it's always 90 degrees there.
Yeah, well, he's soaking up the sun. I saw his Snapchat. He was... I do this thing on Snapchat. I like to annoy people, for those of you who don't know me. Scott Chasen, Sean Collins, I think. We've either said our names like 50 times or zero times. I wasn't sure. And I'm sure we'll plug our Twitter plenty of times, too. I like to annoy people on Snapchat and, like, just send pictures of, like, food or, like, really hipstery things anywhere I go, anything I watch, pictures of my dogs all the time. I like to do that because when other people do it, it annoys me. So I feel like it's my way of getting back at these types of people. Sean, I know you take exception to this, but Josh, what Josh has been doing is just taking these pictures of, like, pools and things. And he's like, oh, is it 10 degrees there? Oh, sorry, it's really sunny and I'm going swimming in Arizona because my life is perfect. So it's pretty annoying.
Does this work out well for you?
Does what work out well for me?
Using Snapchat to annoy people.
Yeah, I would say I end up annoying myself more because, like, I want certain people to look at my story and they almost never do.
So really, you feel like you're sacrificing something by irritating yourself.
Yeah, that would be a fair way to put it. I'm not quite sure what you're getting at.
I don't know either.
Fair enough. Well, I wanted to start off by saying a couple of things here. I'm mad for a couple of reasons. I told you this before, and you didn't know why I was mad. First of all, so I've called into this show almost entirely sports, normally to talk Kansas basketball, Kansas football occasionally, sometimes to just joke around about the Chiefs, LeVar Ball, anything that's going on, things like that. Normally when I do, I don't know, you've been on too, Sean, before. When you did yours, where were you when you, I guess, called into his show?
I was in the Dole Center at the University of Kansas in one of their little rooms with a computer and a microphone. I wasn't using that. I was using my phone.
Fair enough. So there's editing suites at the University of Kansas. I guess we should say I work for the Lawrence Journal World. Probably should have gotten to that a lot earlier, but... at Chasen Scott on Twitter. I write for KUSports.com, the Lawrence Journal World. Sean is at the University of Dowie-Kansan, at the University of Kansas. You're a senior this year, I believe, covering Kansas basketball, has covered in the past Kansas football. Sean knows pretty much just about anything anyone does at SeanZ_UDK. Normally when I talk to Josh, like, I have every intention of sitting down, but I just start pacing around whatever room I'm in because it's like that thing when you talk on the phone. And sometimes I can't really hear him super well or I don't really know what's kind of going on in his head. So it's a good way to kind of stay on my toes, I guess, literally very on the nose, so to speak.
Scott's walking on the ceiling right now.
I was going to say, we're sitting at a table right now.
Is sitting still the right thing to do?
I really don't know. For people who don't know, because I feel like people have their idea of what, like, a recording studio looks like. Like, this is very formal. It's a very nice desk. Beard showed us around. He was a masterful tour guide. He took us up in here and then just left us and abandoned us in a room where no one can hear us except for everyone who's driving.
These chairs have wheels. Can, like, we spin in circles while doing this? Is that good?
I don't know. Beards, can we?
You can.
Okay. Will people be able to hear us, or will we have to yell really loudly?
I don't know. We could find out.
Okay. Sean, you want to give it a shot? No. I think it's probably a bad idea.
Oh, I was going
to
do it.
I'm worried about breaking things here. I'm worried about a few things here. The first is when Beards talks to me, but not on air, because you guys can hear him then, but when he talks to me to, like, tell me something's happening, and you guys won't be able to, you guys, the audience, wouldn't be able to hear it. And myself just kind of freaking out and panicking and being like, oh, my God, what do I say? Like, I can't focus. I'm talking. What's going on? That was a big thing I'm worried about. By the way, if you do want to talk to us and make my life a lot harder, feel free to. The number for this is 913-491-TALK, and TALK is 8255. For those of you who weren't cool like us and grew up with phones with numbers on the buttons, although I think iPhones do anyway, so it's all good. But again, 913-491-TALK, and I think Josh put it best when he said 913, what did he say? Tyler Thigpen, Tom Bahali, Dwayne Bowe, and 55.
D Ford, I think.
D Ford, there it is. You know.
He had a variant as well. I don't remember what that one is, though.
Yeah. Four is kind of a bad number.
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of mediocre fours. I guess KU basketball's Devontae Graham is a good four, but that doesn't really by Kansas City.
And if you write it down, it can look like a 9.
Ooh, that's a good point, too. And it's right next to a 9. Beards, how do we get the number changed?
That I don't know. I'm not in charge of that, unfortunately.
Okay, what's better, 4 or 9?
Ooh, definitely 9. We'll get it changed by the end of the day. Sean, you want to start working on that?
Okay, I'll make some calls.
Okay, we'll pick a new number. We'll call John Skipper up, or whoever the new guy is now. We'll get that. 491. 491 is going to get changed. Also wanted to do this before we get into, we're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to talk about the Chiefs. We're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to call Josh up because Almost Entirely Sports wouldn't be the same without Joshua Briscoe flaunting his wonderful vacation all the way from Arizona. First, though, I wanted to talk to Beards. Beards McFly, Nathan Wilhelm, I believe is his actual name. Beards, why is your nickname Beards?
Obviously because I have no facial hair.
Oh.
Is that really the whole story? Because I said this to Sean while we were driving up. I said, there are a lot of people with beards. Like, not like in the United States, in the world, everywhere. What makes your very, it's a good-looking beard. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
I don't know if you can see this on the live stream. Beards has a pretty solid beard. I would say it's top two in this room. in the two rooms.
Followed by me.
Yeah, obviously followed by Sean. And then I have whatever you would call this on my face.
Another question. If you get to be Beards McFly, can I be Stubbles McFly?
We can do that.
Okay.
So who called you Beards first?
That was when I was an intern here originally. It was with TJ and Jim Grundy. Neither of them had facial hair, so they just went with it.
Nice.
Wow. What a great... We need
riveting,
to get you a better backstory, man. We need to get you like a whole superhero...
It was almost
That's
Beards McSweaterVest, I will say.
Say it again?
It was almost Beards McSweaterVest.
Did you wear sweater vests?
No. I wore a sweater every once in a while, though.
Wow. First day of my, I worked for MLB.com. I covered the Kansas City Royals with Jeffrey Flanagan 2 summers ago. And like my first day, whenever you start a new job or new anything, you always like, you want to, you know, make a good impression. You want to be, you know, like you want to show up on that first day and look like great. So I showed up. It was a 7 o'clock game. He asked me to get there at 2 to 2:30, somewhere in there. Sean, knowing me, how early do you think I got there?
Oh, Scott was there 2 hours early.
So you think I was there at noon?
Yes.
I wish I was there at noon. I don't remember what day of the week it was, but like I was like sitting at my house. I woke up at like 9 in the morning. I got ready. It's like 10 o'clock. I'm just sitting there. I'm thinking. I'm like, well, what if there's a lot of traffic? I wanted to be there an hour early, even earlier than he said. I ended up getting there at like 11.
Wow.
11 in the morning.
What'd you do?
So I go to get into the press box to get into Kauffman, and of course no one is there. There's no one, not even a security guard. Finally, a guy comes down. He's like, who are you? I was like, hi, I think I'm supposed to be working here. And the guy's like, yeah, we don't let anyone in for 3 more hours. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. So naturally what I should have done and what would have been like the human response would have been to go to like a Panera or like an Olive Garden. Are either of those sponsors? No. Okay. I'm being told no. So we wouldn't go to either of those terrible restaurants that are horrible. We'd go somewhere good like Beards really let me down there.
Pegas.
Sure.
Pegas. Oh, yeah, I know where one is.
Okay, so we're going there. That's where we're going to kill 2 hours. But instead, no, I just went back to my car, started doing a little work on my laptop, and before you know it, it was 1 in the afternoon. I still had another hour to go. So anyway, why this all ties in is I thought it would be good because Sean and I, preparing for this show, obviously wanted to do Joshua Briscoe justice. So I thought it would be good for us, before we get into all this sports talk and before we get Josh on the phone coming up, top five things we are worried about screwing up walking into ESPN, Kansas City, 1510. Again, the number 913-491-TALK if you want to call and tell us about things you've screwed up in your life. Sean, do you want to start with your list, the number five thing you were worried about screwing up today?
I'd love to. Getting the name of the show wrong.
Ooh.
Entirely Sports, comma, almost.
That's a good one. I think we didn't say it off the top. I imagine Josh has had guests before. Maybe Dan Dockich being one of them, who just had no clue what the name of the show was. How did you guys name Almost Entirely Sports, Beards?
That was all Josh, I think.
Okay.
I wasn't involved in that.
Beards is 0 for 2 today. This is a real tough day for Beards. Almost Entirely Sports are a pretty perfect name for Josh's show. I'm sure he doesn't talk about this much because he does. It's like when you do something over and over that people kind of forget, like you're in it. But Josh is, I think on a serious note, the thing he's so good at is going away from sports, finding a fun, wacky conversation that maybe tangentially relates to some kind of sports conversation and tying it back in. My number five thing was not having anything to talk about. I was like, it's a little bit weird doing it on a Tuesday. I was a little bit afraid. And then Andy Reid dressed up as Santa Claus, and we were pretty good, I thought.
That was great.
Do you think he would have done that if they lost?
It would have been weird, but I hope so.
What if
he came out there, like, really upset, but dressed as Santa Claus? Everyone would think that, you know, maybe he's just taking this loss a little bit hard.
I think more people should do post-game press conferences in costumes that are, like, really applicable to the game that just happened.
What if we missed him? Maybe there was a contract or something, and if the Chiefs win, Andy Reid has to come out dressed as Santa Claus. And if the Chiefs lost, every reporter has to come in dressed as Santa Claus.
Now, see, that would be really fun, especially just because, like, if you've ever, anyone who's ever been in, like, a press whatever, like, the seating is not especially, like, spacious. You're usually, you know, kind of crammed in next to people. So it'd be funny to see everyone in Santa suits, and it'd be hard for Andy Reid to take that seriously. But I like this idea of people, like, one game a year, you require everyone to do a post-game press conference in a costume. What costume? Let's stay in Kansas City. Ned Yost. Ned Yost, kind of a gristly, kind of a tough personality, you know, doesn't like nonsense a lot of the time. Or he'll joke around with you kind of wryly and sarcastically, but, you know, likes to keep it kind of about baseball. What kind of a costume would Ned Yost show up wearing?
Ned Yost is going as an M&M.
What? I like the visual. Why is that?
I don't know. That's the first costume I thought of.
First costume. Ned Yost. I can't even. Well, he hunts a lot. So maybe there's something there you could dress up in one of those, like, the camo suits, whatever. Although that might be too serious for him. People might think, like, he was actually just going hunting after that.
Yeah. And see, that's why I'm confident with the M&M. Like, you know that's a costume.
That's fair.
I feel like maybe that's easy, too.
Okay, number four. What's your number four?
Being late. You talked about that. But can you imagine what would happen if there was just, like, 30 minutes of dead air before we got here?
That's what would happen.
And then we just walked in? Yeah.
If we didn't show up, there would be no... That my understanding is this place grinds to a halt, that if I don't walk in the building today when Beards came and let us in, even though the front door was open, if you don't know where this is, the front door was open. If you do know where this studio is, the front door was locked, just to be clear. So please don't come in here. You can call in, though. I'll say the number like 25 more times. Yeah, my understanding is that there would just be no air and it would just be pure silence. And disastrous. Is that true?
Until you hear us coming in.
Is that true?
That would be a possibility. It would not be a good possibility, but I could have done that.
Okay. That would have been good. That would just be almost entirely. It would be very self-referential.
What about entirely almost? Silence?
Just almost.
Almost entirely silence. Or just almost entirely very philosophical. What are we, Sean? What are we? My number four was not knowing who I was working with. I was actually a little bit worried that, because like Josh told me you're working with Beards, but I didn't put it... I wouldn't have put it past him for it to be a prank. And, like, it was actually Charlie. And Charlie being like, no, I'm Beards. But I don't think Charlie has a beard.
It almost was somebody else. But I had to switch with somebody. Schedule makers didn't do great.
Thank God. Okay, number three. Cursing on air was my number three. Sean, then you can go. This is where Beards is really going to have to, like, test it. Normally, we do a podcast. It's all in post-production. We can bleep it out. A recent guest, Tom Fear, brought up the point that, like, why aren't we cursing? Because... how much of our listener base is like 5-year-olds and 8-year-olds who wouldn't want to hear cursing. But
we do great with the children.
That's what Sean said. We nail it. The 6 to 7-year-old demographic. That is Sean and me. That is, we own that. We get like 100% of podcast listeners 5 and under. So that's our market at least. But cursing on air is a big one. 2 hours of radio. That's a tricky one. I'm realizing, too, like, losing my voice should have also been another one, but I didn't even think of that. But cursing on air was a big one. Beards, though, is keeping a steady – he's keeping his hand hovering over the dump button in radio, which means that I'm pretty sure it would drop us out of the building.
Yeah, he's, like, playing Jeopardy over there. He's waiting.
Yeah, he's just waiting to buzz in on that, click in on that. Somehow I believe Josh is, too. I told Josh not to listen because we're going to call him and play a little bit of a game coming up. Maybe 15 minutes, and it works better if he doesn't know the rules. Although, again, I have to figure out this phone and how he calls in or something, or Beards said he'd take care of it. So I'm just going to trust Beards. Trust the process. What's your number three?
Having everyone find out that we're seeing Pitch Perfect 3 on purpose after this.
We are. I love Pitch Perfect. We talked about this coming in. I like it. It's in my all-time 5 favorite movies. It's not the best movie, but I have bought it on YouTube. It's the only movie I've ever bought, and if I had to guess, I've seen it. Oh, good Lord. Maybe 20 times. You think that's...
The original's okay.
The original was pretty good.
You know what? I'll go that far. The original's pretty good.
Should have won an Oscar.
Second one is average, but this one, I mean, Scott's got a straight jacket in the car for me.
Oh.
That's the only way I'm getting in this.
Oh, for sure. We're going to talk some movies, too, at the end of this. Sean and I do a movie podcast, the Scene Setter podcast. You know, the difference between us and Josh, we're very not like... You know, talking up ourselves all the time. I'm, of course, kidding with Josh, just for anyone who wouldn't know. But I think we haven't mentioned very much about ourselves. Like, we've periodically kind of inserted it. I like it more that way rather than just doing, like, a 10-minute monologue of, here is everything you need to know about my life.
Follow me on Twitter. We do icebreakers.
Yes.
10 facts.
Yes. Follow me on Twitter at Jason Scott. Okay. Number 2, Dead Air. At first, I thought it'd be funny to do a segment called Let's See How Much Dead Air We Can Have Before We Lose the Entire Audience. But then I thought about it a little more, and that sounded like a really bad idea.
Yeah, that's just the being late thing.
That's a good point. What's your number 2?
Mispronouncing a player's name.
Okay.
Scott and I at the Chiefs game, we played a little game. It was really cold, so we try to keep conversation going throughout, especially towards the end of the game when they were just running out clock. And we would take the first letter of the player's last name and plug it on the beginning of the player's first name and then vice versa.
Okay, so the easy way to explain this, Patrick Mahomes, of who is probably the most mentioned human being on this show, would be Matrick Pahomes. You just switch the letters. It's a spoonerism, I believe it's called. It's very dumb.
Cabot Chelsea.
It's very much a Twitter thing. But yeah, it also lends itself to screwing up people's names a lot. And I have done that, where I've done it so many times that I've went to talk to a person, like someone I know or anyone, and almost gotten their almost entirely screwed up their name. So very on brand.
We did that for 30 minutes. That's not an exaggeration.
No, not at all. It was very cold. All right, number 1, and then we'll get to one last thing before we break for the first time here. What's your number 1?
Having a Twitter handle that's so hard to pronounce that Josh Briscoe has to spell it out for the entire crowd multiple times.
Wow, couldn't
that's never happened to me. But Scott, have you ever had anything like that?
I was going to say, couldn't be me. Sean_UDK. That's a good one. My number 1 was being too good and them keeping me because I want to get out of here. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But that I did put that for number 1. So we're going to talk about, I mentioned a lot of things today. I want to talk about technology and sports, instant replay. I want to talk about Tyreek Hill maybe making one of the greatest catches of all time and it not being ruled a touchdown, even though there's a camera view from the crowd that's better than the technology available, you know, in NFL stadiums to the officials. I want to talk about Major League Baseball in review. But before we do this, I want to spend the last 5 minutes here on what we're going to start with Josh. One of our good friends, Johnny Carver, who has written a book, Rankitology, it ranks the best basketball players of all time, brought up a very interesting argument, which was if the college teams were going to battle it out in the Big 12, but it was only their mascots fighting, who would be the best team? Who would be the winningest team? You know, obviously the Cyclones is a team that you think of. The Cyclones stand out. They would destroy basically any other mascot in a single one person to one whatever, one bird to whatever combat. So I thought it'd be really fun real quick. It's kind of an interesting conversation to think about and mascots and how strong, you know, how
an
good they are.
An important conversation.
It's almost entirely important. So I thought it'd be fun to go through NFL teams. We're going to go through the NFL teams here. We're going to go division by division, pick our winner. We're going to do this until we go to break. Actually, I'm calling an audible. Am I allowed to call audibles, Beards? I need...
You do what you want to do.
I need Beards to talk back to me. I'm going to... Actually, we're going to change it up. I'm going to introduce what we're doing with Josh. Then we'll finish it out talking Big 12 mascots. And then we'll just call Josh. And we'll get him in Arizona. So I thought it'd be fun to play a little bit of a game with Josh. What we're going to do, we're going to get him on the phone. And he knows these rules. There's going to be a word he can say. Or two. Two words he can say, actually. And the words are Patrick and Mahomes. Josh famously talks about Patrick Mahomes all the time. I've joked that, as you heard in the liner at the beginning, I've called his show almost entirely Mahomes, I think. I think at one point he called it, like, almost... I'd forget what he called it. He called it Sports Mahomes when he was on Sports Sunday on 810, when it should have just been Mahomes Sunday. It was a whole thing. But he talks about Patrick Mahomes a lot. He loves Patrick Mahomes. I made the joke that he was holding my family hostage until I said Patrick Mahomes was great. So we're going to ask him questions, not about the Chiefs, maybe some about the Chiefs, but and see how long it takes him to bring up Patrick Mahomes. When he does, we're going to drop the conversation entirely. We're just going to hang up on him on the spot. Josh will be left screaming into the abyss, and he might keep talking into his phone for another hour, just never noticing. Beards is saying yes.
I give him a minute.
He may just never notice. And it's kind of revenge because I told a story once. I tell a lot of stories when I come on, and this one wasn't especially exciting. So his joke at the end was he was pretending to be asleep, then waited like 30 seconds. And you know what? I stayed on the line. I was thinking of like saying, I was like, Josh, you still there? Just hanging up, or like wasn't sure what was going on. You know, I was just thinking like, thank God I didn't curse or something because I was still in the air. But then Josh comes back. He goes, oh, I just woke up. So good way to get him back. Good way to do this. Now, real quick, we'll do 3 minutes of mascots before we head to break here. Sean, Big 12 mascots, why is the Cyclone not winning at all?
Because the Jayhawk is winning it all.
Why is the Jayhawk winning it
all? Well, I thought this was interesting that everybody had the Jayhawk as either last or close to last in their rankings. This is where the people that replied to Johnny's tweet, chiming in their opinions. The Jayhawk has made up itself, which means, is it against the rules to make up other things about it? Is it the size of a bird? The Jayhawk logo in the middle of Allen Fieldhouse is quite big.
The
it
Jayhawk
could be that
mascot,
big.
I mean, to wear the big Jay costume, you have to be...
Does it breathe fire? I think so.
That's a good question. Tweet us at whatever the Twitter handle for this is. Beard, what is the Twitter handle?
It is at Kansas City ESPN.
No, tweet at JB Briscoe.
That works too.
Just
do that.
Tweet at JB Briscoe. Do Jayhawks breathe fire?
Just flood his comment, flood his mentions with tweets.
Get him on Facebook. Add him, Joshua Briscoe. Add his. I like that. Let's get
if
his.
If he has
Twitter.
Instagram, tag him.
Does he have Instagram?
I don't know. He does now.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, that's a good point. That is a very... I feel like Josh would have a great Instagram. We had a friend, Christian Hardy, who... I'm just going to name drop a bunch of people don't know, who made his Instagram into like a mosaic of pictures. So like if you looked at his feed, like if you looked at an individual picture, none of the pictures made sense.
But they all made something if you look at it as a whole.
Yeah, if
wow.
You zoom out, I always thought that was the most meta thing ever.
You said you're more of a beta guy, right?
I think I said alpha.
Sure.
What was the context for this conversation? I can't even remember now. We have hit so many different things, and we are so not going to get to all the things we want to talk about today. I'm realizing that now. We were going to take this mascot thing division by division and go like, we were planning basically, this is a 6-hour show, right? 12 hours? 14 hours, Beards is saying. So we have 14 hours to kill on the radio. Actually, this is just going straight through New Year's. So Josh, stay on vacation. Stay in Arizona. We're never going to stop talking. But yes, when we come back from the break, which will be in about a minute, we are going to call Josh all the way in Arizona. We're going to ask him questions and try and coax him into saying the words Patrick or Mahomes. Beards, how do I send this to a commercial break?
Say we're going to break.
I can't do something cool. Josh does something cool.
You can do whatever.
Can you count me down?
It's your show.
Do a flip.
Hold on. Let me think. I got to think. What should we do going to break, Sean?
I just suggested something.
Do a flip? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a flip, and when you hear a big crashing noise, we're going to go to break. On second thought, we're just going to go to break.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
The reason that KU is doing this is because of the billions of dollars of damage in hurricanes and wanting to do something good. And I believe there was generally a good a good cause. I'm not saying that's phony. I'm not saying, you know, Bill Self is glad for hurricanes.
Without Joshua Briscoe.
Bill Self is glad for hurricanes.
On ESPN Kansas City.
You know, I think Beards, I think you should keep the liner that says without Joshua Briscoe, just because I think you'll get more people staying on the station and not, like, turning it off immediately just when they hear with Joshua Briscoe. What do you think about that?
I've been tempted to redo all of the liners and all of the intros and everything we have with that, yes.
Who records those, by the way? Is that some kind of, like, voice module?
Yeah, we've got a professional voice guy we send those out to. I just call him Big Voice Guy.
Can I get him to do, like, my voicemail?
Maybe.
I wanted that for the longest time when I was... I guess still, because I'm like 23, but when I was like growing up, you know, ye old days, I always wanted to meet a celebrity just to ask him to do my voicemail. Our first guest, only guest, our one guest, who basically runs the show, so I guess he's just like working more on his vacation today. It's Joshua Briscoe, a man who needs no voicemail because he always answers the phone. You can follow him on Twitter. His father is at Bradley Briscoe, has more followers than him, so you should probably follow him anyway. Josh, first question for you. How's it going?
Well, I mean, I was doing okay until the last minute or so. I had to just sit here and listen to that. Now you know what I feel like? Now I feel like Alex Smith. Because I've done some of the best work of my life in the last 6 months.
Hold on, Josh. I want to interrupt you real quickly. I want to explain this.
Yeah, just go for it.
Just not to cut you off because I want you to continue this answer. But I want to explain the rules of this conversation to you because we did not have you on without conditions.
Right. Yeah. True.
Okay. So here's how this interview works: is there are two words we have told your audience that if you say. if you say either of them, you're kicked off. I will cut you from the air the moment either one of them utters your mouth. So just for an example, just to make sure you understand the rules, let's say the two words, which are – they're kind of related, but they're not necessarily related. I mean, you could say the, they're not – let's just say there are two words. Let's say they were beards and sweatshirt. So if you happen to say – I'm wearing a sweatshirt in Arizona, I would kick you off the air right now. So do you understand the rules?
I do, except for do I need to hit both of those words to be kicked off or either of those two words?
Either of them. Now, I won't steer you toward them, but they could be said in a number of different contexts. I can think right now of three or four ways differently you could say them. So I just want to warn you with all your answers to tread very carefully. Now you can continue with whatever you were talking about. I wasn't really listening.
Have you said any of the poison words yet?
I have not said any of the poison words.
Okay, well, I am wearing a sweatshirt in Arizona, so that is pretty rough. I do have a hoodie on right now as I sit on the back of a golf cart staring at palm trees. So, yeah, I'm doing okay. It's pretty rough. Again, like, I'm wearing socks and shorts, so it's, like, it's kind of that middle level. Like, it's only, you know, 70 degrees or so.
Oh, my God.
Which is pretty rough.
I'm getting your Snapchat in person now. I was just criticizing you for making us all feel bad that you're out at the pool and you just call in to brag about the weather. Is that what's happening here?
I did spend Christmas night in a pool. That did happen.
Rough. Wow.
What I was saying though, when you weren't listening, Scott. By the way, also hi Sean. Good for Scott to let you get in with some conversation points. I hope you're having fun today. Also,
I'm still here. I'm just playing a game by myself.
Good. What I was saying is I feel like Alex Smith right now because I have been doing the best work of my life for the last 6 months or so, and still I feel like I'm being run out of town because the new hot thing is currently in the studio in lieu of myself.
Wow, I really appreciate that comparison. So you're calling me Tyler Bray?
Yes, you are absolutely one of those backup quarterbacks from Kansas City whose names I'm not going to say because I want to spend the whole hour with you guys.
Wow. Okay, Josh. First question for you. Do you pace in circles when you talk on the phone?
No. Sometimes I do. Currently, I don't. Currently, I'm, again, sitting on the back of a golf cart. I also am using a little Bluetooth thing right now, so I look like a crazy person. Sometimes I'll hold the phone up and do kind of like that elbow in the air kind of thing, walk around a little bit, but not right now. Right now, I'm just sort of sitting.
I'm trying to think. You mentioned golfing. There's a player who's like a really incredible golfer. Josh, maybe help me out. Indianapolis Colts punter, McAfee. What is that guy's name?
Yeah, I can't remember his first name either. He works for Barstool now, though. Pete McAfee, I think it was. I can't.
Pete McAfee, I like it. So, yeah. Josh, here's a question for you. If you owned multiple houses and they all got lit on fire and the fireman came up to you and said, hey, what got set on fire? How would you answer that?
If I had full custody, can we do that one more time, please?
So if you had I love this. If you had multiple houses, so you have many houses and they all get set on fire, and then
I would say, oh no, yeah, I got it. Sorry, I got it. Yeah. I'll go, oh no, my places of residence have all burned to the ground. What a horrible tragedy. There went my home.
Very nice. Very nice, Josh. Uh-huh. Well played. Hey, who wins Mascot War 2K17?
Okay, so I don't know what your set of mascots are. What is our pool here to draft from?
How about the entire world? The mascots of the universe.
I'm pretty bullish on going with the Golden Hurricane as my mascot of choice because it's a force of nature. Also, instead of a hurricane of water, it's made of metal. So I feel pretty good about Golden Hurricanes being able to overwhelm everything else.
If you're a dolphin, do you
care?
Am I
wrong?
Sean has a good point. Say it
again. Because dolphins can't swim in gold. This is easy.
But it's above
it's
water,
metal.
Right? The dolphin could just swim down like it usually does.
Into more gold?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking like the Blue Devil. That's one that's up on our screen in the very fancy ESPN 1510 studios.
Well, okay, on a very theoretical level, sure. All the Sun Devils and the Blue Devils would both have an advantage over, you know, I guess every living thing. But the Golden Hurricanes don't have souls. They're not going to be taken over by the supernatural. It's a hurricane made of gold.
That's a fair
point.
I'll give you Golden Hurricane for now. I like Sean's point. You were saying this before we went to break coming into this segment, saying that the Jayhawk is a good one because what was your reasoning, Sean?
It's a mythical creature. It's made up. You can give it anything. Yeah, you mentioned on Twitter, you know, it can breathe fire. I say it can breathe fire. It can also be invisible.
And impervious to gold.
Yeah, impervious to gold. I made that up now. It's also Magneto.
I mean, you need a little cast of the rules, but I guess, if you want to have literally no boundaries, then sure, yeah, I'm bleep. Everything that doesn't exist. So, yeah, you know what? Hey, also, Sean, bleep you. Sun Devil also harness the power of the whole sun and also can see Jayhawk. They can see invisible Jayhawk and kill them by touching them.
Yes. I like bending like the Syracuse orange because I'm sure there's a reason why they are called the orange that I don't care to look up. But I just like bending that into like the entire color. I kind of like orange. It's the combination between red and yellow. So that encompasses a lot.
Also, Jayhawks are really good at chess. So actually, checkmate.
How do you kill a color?
Say it again.
How do you kill a color? Yeah, I don't know. That's
an eraser? I don't know. That's a good point. Is someone the pencils?
Yeah. There's the Missouri State Fighting Pencils.
Yeah, maybe Princeton or something. Hey, New Year's Eve, is that Sunday? Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Okay, what's one thing you're looking forward to next Sunday? You can pick one thing on Sunday. On that Sunday?
This is easy. I'm a big Jordan Deavy fan. I think he's going to get some run on the offensive line as the backups are in front of whoever ends up playing quarterback for the Chiefs. So I'm really excited to see how he performs in front of whatever young quarterback takes the place of Alex Smith. Could be Tyler Bray. I don't know, bring somebody up from the practice squad. Who knows?
Hey, Josh, what's it called when a person scores 3 goals in a soccer game? Do we
lose? Wait a second. This doesn't seem like this is. I know the answer to this. It doesn't seem like a trick.
What's it called?
Okay, there it is. I got it. Yeah, it's fine. That would be a trick.
Sorry, I think we lost you. Can you say that one more time?
It'd be a with an H. It'd be an H A T T R I C K.
And can you just say it once, like a normal person?
Yeah, sure. A hat trick.
Close enough. Josh is gone.
I was going to ask him about, you know, when Rick Barnes got fired. You could give him a pat on the head.
Ooh, that's good. What would you do with a dog? You'd probably say, like, rub its belly. Josh is good. You can't beat that man.
He
Not
knew.
On his show.
He knew.
Yeah, it wasn't... It was kind of a dead giveaway when I interrupted him talking about Alex Smith because I didn't want him to say Patrick Mahomes in his intro to the call. Like, I didn't even ask him a question. I think I said, how are you doing, Josh?
I gave him under a minute to let it happen.
He would have done it. I think, can we agree here that if I didn't tell him that he would have been done, right? I mean, that's got to be. I wonder if he's calling back in now. I see Beards is taking a call. I don't want Josh on the air if that's Josh. Oh, well. Beards is going to talk into the
Well, it is.
Oh, well, it is Josh.
Welcome back.
Josh is on line one. Can we put him on? Let's just leave him on hold. Can you hear me talking right now?
Beards, turn their microphones off right now, Beards. This is my show. Are their microphones off? Beards, talk
Yes, they're off.
Listen to me.
Oh, boy. I just... I took him off the air again. Okay, let's get into serious... we've got like 5 minutes until another break. So let's get into some serious something or other right now. Let's talk about the Chiefs. Because Patrick Mahomes and whether or not he will or will not start on... What day is coming up? Sunday, I guess. Whether or not
They're
he
all
will
coming
start,
up, technically.
Yeah, good point. It's kind of an interesting question. You know, a lot of people say the Chiefs, you know, there's that kind of line of thinking that you start your starter, you go into the playoffs rolling with the guy who's gotten you there, you don't want him to lose any whatever, you don't want him to... You don't want him to, I guess, gain any rust, anything like that. You want Alex Smith to be balling. He had a great week last week. You want to kind of keep building off that. There's the school of thought that says you go to the backup, Patrick Mahomes. You let him, you see what he is, even with he won't be in the game with all the starters, but you at least give him the chance to kind of, you give him the chance to impress, to play, to get some valuable reps against, you know, basically a great defense or what was once a great defense and what has been a pretty solid defense in Denver. Or you go to someone else, someone that you've seen more of. Josh is on the line again because he never quits, which is...
I spent my Christmas in a pool.
Thanks, Josh. Are you good? Is Josh gone?
He hung up on himself that time.
Okay. That's good. But those are the school of thoughts. Sean, if you're picking your quarterback, I mean... Let's just say if the Chiefs start Tyler Bray, there's going to be madness. I think Beards would burn down this building.
I think that's what they wanted.
Josh would come back from vacation and just set fire to the city of Kansas City, the state of Missouri, the state of Kansas. He would burn it all down. What do you think? Who would you be starting on Sunday? It's a quote-unquote meaningless game, but, I mean, it can have meaning for whoever you put in that role.
Well, you got to start Patrick Mahomes, I think. You know, like you said, you want Alex Smith to be fresh when it comes to the playoffs. You don't want him to, you know, any worst case scenario, of course, where he gets injured would be terrible. But the Chiefs are going to make an effort to implement college rules, and they're going to redshirt Patrick Mahomes, and he will play next year.
Does that mean you don't have to pay him if you redshirt him?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Obviously, we're kidding. But I think it'll be interesting. I kind of think they might play Alex Smith just because the rookie thing doesn't matter as much in – The NFL is different than the NBA, Major League Baseball. I know everything has rules for what makes you a rookie and what doesn't make you a rookie. I'm pretty sure in the NFL it's just your first season. You're a rookie no matter what, no matter if you play at all. I'm not 100% on that. Beards, if you could look that up, that'd be outstanding. Although we actually have like a minute until we go to break, so don't waste your time doing that. In the NBA, though, like Julius Randle played, I think, one game, like 20 minutes. And he wasn't a rookie anymore.
This is Ben Simmons' rookie year, right?
This is Ben Simmons. He didn't play, so he still gets to be a rookie. Joel Embiid had his rookie year 3 years into his career. Major League Baseball, there's a number of games you have to play in. There are, like, markers you have to hit, and it's the same for, like, statistical things there. You have to average a certain number of at-bats a game, things like that. It's all kind of interesting. So they're obviously not going to be concerned about wasting his true rookie season. That's not anything that would come into play. I think it's an interesting case to be made that you can get your backup quarterback some reps against a solid defense. Just kind of, I mean, you kind of know what you have when because you took him, but just see what he looks like in a game, especially because Patrick Mahomes has been a guy in his career. We watched him in college, has been a guy who when things weren't, you know, the greatest, he didn't have the greatest team around him or the opponent might have been tough, that he put up some of his biggest performances. Sean, I think I'm with you in that regard, that I would play him. But we'll see what they do, because I have a sinking suspicion they're going to play Alex Smith.
A sneaking suspicion.
Sneaking. Ooh. Sneaking around. All right, when we come back, as Beers is on the phone, so there's a lot of moving parts here. This is wild. When we come back, we're going to be talking about replay. We're going to be talking about Christmas Day and a controversy that involved both the Chiefs and the NBA. How is that for a tease? Beard, send it to break.
This is Almost Entirely Sports without Joshua Briscoe.
I talk about Patrick Mahomes on a daily basis.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Beards, did you plan that liner?
I did.
So you knew about, you thought of that after we told you the idea, or that was just kind of on the fly?
Just came to me during the break.
On the Beards McFly. I like it. If you knew the number of puns I made about your name just throughout today, I hit the mic. Sorry, people listening. Hope you didn't, like, drive off the road. If you knew, Beards, all the puns that I've made about your name to Sean, I think in the last 24 hours, I don't think we would have been allowed in the studio.
Okay.
They weren't bad. I was just throwing them into sentences. It's kind of fun. It's a name, I guess it's a nickname, that lends itself to puns. Is your name's Nathan Wilhelm.
Yep.
Did you always go by Nathan, Nate?
Nathan's fine.
So did you have nicknames on that too? Or just,
not really.
Was Beards your first nickname?
Probably. Yeah.
Wow. I feel like we're really uncovering a lot of the man behind the beard. Why isn't it Beard McFly?
I don't know. I didn't come up with it.
I feel like that's something you could have corrected. Okay, we have a caller. I've been told her name is Alexis. Suspiciously, we have a friend who is listening who is dating a girl named Alexis, and they have the same first letter of the last name. So I'm begrudgingly going to accept this caller, and we're going to see what happens. So
it's not going to be her.
Alexis, how is it going?
Hey, it's Alexis!
Yeah. How are you, Alexis? And are you with Johnny, our friend at the moment, who I think we referenced earlier?
What?
How are you doing, Alexis?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. So you want to talk about the Chiefs, we have been told.
Yeah.
So what would you like to ask?
I wanted to ask your opinions on if Patrick Mahomes should start next week since the Chiefs have locked up the division.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. I'm going to go ahead and take her off the air. I don't know if I did. Beards, can you correct that? He says I did, but the light is still next to my phone. I don't know what I'm doing. This is a total mistake. Josh is going to have to burn his whole show down. I think we kind of said what we would do before the last break. I personally, I don't know. Is it bad for me to say I wouldn't want to mess with like how things have been working for the Chiefs, and I think you could gain a lot from ending the season with another win? Like, is that the worst thing in the world for me to say?
Yes.
I mean, seriously, though, like, I think there is benefit, actually, to playing Alex Smith. I know that's not what people want to hear, but think about that skid the Chiefs hit in the middle of the season, man. Like, it got bad. It got really bad.
People were afraid that they were going to miss the playoffs.
People, they start 5-0, and then what, they go, like, 5-1 in their next six games or something? 5-2, something like that?
1-5.
1-5, thank you. They were 500 again. I think they were 6-6 after going 5-0. I mean, I don't think it would be terrible. I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world if the Chiefs said, let's just roll with what's worked. Let's actually try to you know, you don't show everything. You don't put in all your plays that you're going to run in the playoffs. But they said, yeah, let's try and beat the Broncos by a lot of points, feel good about ourselves going into the playoffs, and ride that momentum. Sean, you said Mahomes. I mean, is there a part of that argument that you disagree with?
You know, the more you say it, the more I think that that's probably okay. I'm a believer in momentum, and the Chiefs haven't had the most successful playoff runs in the past, especially when they've been making the playoffs recent history. Winning a game might be a good thing for them. But yeah, like you said, they went 1-5. People thought that they were going to miss the playoffs. I thought that they might miss the playoffs at one point when they were 6-6. It's a tough division. Broncos have a decent defense. Putting in Patrick Mahomes could be a tough decision to make, but also it might be a good thing too. What if he's really good?
I mean, that would be nice to, and you probably feel better about yourself going into an offseason where you can get rid of Alex Smith and save yourself, I think, $17 or $18 million, you know, that's obviously going to be a huge decision. And the way I see the Chiefs doing that is if they go on a long playoff – or if they don't go on a long playoff run. I think if they make the AFC Championship and Alex Smith has this year he has, I think you're kind of stuck. I think you – I mean, he's coming off 4,000 yards, 20-something touchdowns, like five interceptions. At that point, if you go on an AFC Championship run, you kind of have to bring him back. But anything short of that, and let's say Mahomes has a really nice game, I can see them not doing that.
Here's another thing to think about. You know, you could take the psychological aspect of it. If Patrick Mahomes was really good, would people be complaining about the Chiefs and what they're doing going into the playoffs? People would be like, see, Patrick Mahomes should be playing. It doesn't make any difference whether he plays or whether Alex Smith plays. We should just have Patrick Mahomes play.
Sean just looked at me. I think he got thrown off by the music. I knew it was coming. Maybe Sean didn't. They're playing us off.
But what if people got mad about Patrick Mahomes playing well?
Oh, people are going to get mad.
It's going to be dramatic.
If Patrick Mahomes
just
throws
play
like
Alex
four
Smith,
touchdowns.
Just do what you do.
If Patrick Mahomes throws four touchdown passes and the Chiefs win, like, do you remember that year they played like Brody Croyle, Damon Heward? They played some backup and they almost beat the Chargers. Josh would come on and just scream Patrick Mahomes, I think, for an hour. I think just nonstop. But no, people would, on a serious note, people would be clamoring for him. People would be angry. Okay. When we come back, second half of the hour, talking replay, talking KU basketball. Beards, turn up the music I love so much for the end of this. We're just going to let it play.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports without Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.